This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. China's ambassador says the UN Security Council expressed serious concern over the current situation in Jammu and Kashmir. The council met behind closed doors for the first time in decades on the disputed Himalayan region, but took no definitive action. Ambassador Zhang Jun said that the council wants to avoid further conflict.
It's the general view of members that parties concerned should refrain from taking any unilateral action which might further aggravate the tension.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a plan to subsume the region into India's federal government by revoking Article 370 of the Constitution and downgrading the state of Jammu and Kashmir into two federal territories. India and Pakistan have fought three wars over the disputed region. A Democratic congresswoman from the United States now says she will not go to Israel even after being granted a humanitarian exemption. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani tells us why.
Israel says it's giving Rashida Tlaib a permit to visit on humanitarian grounds and says she agreed to restrictions. But Tlaib is refusing the permit, saying Israel's trying to humiliate her by imposing oppressive conditions. She says she wanted to visit her grandmother, who's in her 90s.
This could be my last chance to see her.
In the West Bank.
Rashida never touched the man.
Muftiya Tlaib says she has not seen her granddaughter in years because the Israelis refused to let her in. Israel's interior minister says he signed off as a goodwill gesture, but now says it seems Tlaib's hate for Israel overcomes her love for her grandmother. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The younger brother of Afghan Taliban